Ksuvis, Parakalf Mishneches, Ra'ua Midaberasim Echad Bashuk. If they saw her, Midaberas here means that she had Yichud, like the Rishonim say, with a person. It doesn't mean that he was in the Shuk, like the Tefersol explains. It just means a guy that came from the Shuk, or he was from the Shuk, because there's really not a place to have Yichud in the Shuk. Amrula, so based in Sester, Mativa Shalash Zeh. So what's the deal with this guy? Ish Ploni V'Kohenhu. So she says it's so-and-so, and doesn't mean he's literally a Kohen, it just means he's Miyuchas. He's not a Nosin or a Mamzer or a Goy. He's a regular Kosher Yid. Rav Gamliel Rabbi Eliezer Oimim Nemenes. Rav Gamliel Rabbi Eliezer say that she's believed because she has a Cheskas Kashrus. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer Lo Mipianu Chayin. We're not going to live off of her words. We don't believe her. Ela Harezo B'Cheskas Bu'ula L'Nosin or L'Mamzer. She has a Cheskas Bu'ula to a Nosin or a Mamzer. These are people that if a woman would have beer with, should be possible for kuhuna. Acha tovi raya l'dvoreha. Unless she brings a raya that she had yichud with this guy. So you see, according to Yeshua, that even though we don't know if she had beer yet, we're assuming by the fact that she had yichud that there was beer. And furthermore, even though she has a cheskas kashrus, we're still going to be very machmir here. It's not like the same case in the previous cases, where we had a chazaka, a cheskas haguf, where she didn't have her psulim anymore. In this case, really, she should be believed, but because of Maila Asa B'Yuchsin, that because of Yichus, we wanted to be very careful that people should know the Yichus of Jews, and who is Kasher Lakuna, who is Pasul Lakuna, and therefore it would be Asa for her to marry a Kohen, because we would assume that she even had Bia with one of these Psulei Kuhuna, which are really not Shchiach at all. And the Rav says that the Halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel in all these cases. So that also means that even if you have a city, and most of the people in the city are not kosher. Let's say most of the city is Goyim. And she says that she was boil with a Yid. You believe her, according to Gamliel. And according to Yeshua, obviously in that case she wouldn't be believed. But even in a case the other way around, according to Yeshua, even if most of the people are Yisraelim, she also would not be believed. And that's good for Kiveger's Medayik, why it says Nosin Mamzer. You know, Goyim, there are a lot of Goyim around. But in Nosin Mamzer, those are usually not so Shchiach. And nevertheless, Rabbi Yeshua also is saying that even if it's not Rov Nachrim, let's say Rov Jews, you're always Cheshish for a minority of Nosin and Mamzer.